Satan. This episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Iran's president is dead. Is it an accident or is it part of a broader conspiracy? We're going to break down the theories gripping the internet today. Is it the start of World War III? People are asking. Additionally, Joe Biden, President Trump debating. Will there be a drug test? That's another question that's on people's minds. And we have the latest from the congressional clown show. Okay, Jasmine Crockett. I think at this point she needs to be expelled. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Monday edition of the show today. It is May 20th, and I need you to rumble this video. You guys know how to do it. It is a thumbs up on the browser, it is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frank is ready. You better be too, and let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Monday, May 20th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. And you know, some say that he was pictured in the Iranian hills shooting at helicopters. Just kidding, he wasn't doing that. Producer Frankie, how we doing, sir?
What is going on in this world? Great to be here, Mike. Just the weekend was going. I'm like, we gotta go back on air. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. No, really, it really is. And I mean, for everybody to think out here that, you know, all these events are just mere coincidences and mere circumstance. I mean, if you want to watch some low IQ podcasts, you know, maybe they'll tell you that. But, you know, on a show like this and everything that was gripping the world over the weekend, I said this is pretty unbelievable. I mean, think about this for a second. The United States of America is about to be gripped into World War III. Iran, who has been the number one enemy of this country, really. I mean, they've had the nukes. They've been posturing against the United States. President Trump had to fend them off for years now. Their president died over the weekend in a helicopter crash. And I think it's really unbelievable how, you know, everyone talks about Iran's capabilities, like with, like, you know, nuclear and like how they're going to, like, you know, be the linchpin in like World War III. But then it's like, Frankie, they had this guy, the president and the foreign minister, and like all these high ranking officials in the country traveling on some shitty 1970s helicopter. It's kind of unbelievable. And then when the helicopter went down, it was like a whole day of like a media blackout. It was a hard landing in the mountains. And then for like 10 hours, like nobody could confirm or deny what happened. Nobody could get to the crash site, allegedly. I think they actually knew pretty immediately that he was dead, but they didn't want a coup. They didn't want an uprising to occur in Iran. They didn't want there to be all-out chaos. So basically they spent like the 10 hours in between of when they announced the helicopter went down, and when they actually formally announced that he died. I think it was some type of power consolidation, measure and meetings that were occurring. But I mean, guys, this is big. I mean, this is very big for the world. I mean, think about the implications here. Iran was the number one ally, of Palestine, right? And the fighters against Israel. So, you know, the president goes down and all of a sudden people are blaming Israel. And I don't think there's any evidence to point to the fact that, you know, they had something to do with it. I mean, we're going to talk about some of the you know, interesting inconsistencies. But, you know, just for you guys to understand like how it works in Iran, because I don't know if many people are understanding, you know, how Iran worked, because the government is kind of bizarre. You know, Iran, the president is not the number one person in the country, okay? They're the number two person in the country. So the number one person in the country is the supreme leader. Of course, they call it the supreme leader. So they got the supreme leader. So their supreme leader is not this guy. The supreme leader is about 85 years old. However, there was talks of his, like, you know, eventual successor being named. And this president was named as one of the people who might be the successor. Now, all of, like, the cabinet functions, if you will, relating in America to Iran, they pretty much report directly to the supreme leader. But the president is the one who pretty much carries out the agenda, both foreign and domestic. Now, the president was a great ally of the supreme leader. Like I said, he was in line to possibly take over. So it is a big blow. It is unbelievable. But what's going to happen now is the supreme leader is going to install another loyalist, you know, into the post. And from what I hear, okay, from what I hear, and again, you can tell that, like, I did my homework this week, and we'll see how many other people did their homework. From what I hear, is that the person who is going to likely be named as the successor, as the next president of Iran, again, named by the supreme leader, who's still very much alive, is the vice president or somebody else. And those people are all very, very radical. I mean, they're literally very radical people. In some ways, they say even more radical than this guy, okay? So let that simmer for a minute of what that means. Now, the last time that, like, people saw the Iranian president in the public, like, doing an interview, okay, it was with Lester Holt. And you might have remembered, because this was actually a clip that we aired on this show months ago, talking about how tough Iran was talking, how brazen they were talking, and how they would have never talked like this under President Donald J. Trump. Little throwback of how the Iranian president was very boldly saying, hey, listen, we got these billions of dollars in foreign aid, and we don't care. We're going to spend it exactly how we want. Even though the United States gave it to us with these conditions, they pretty much said, F you, we don't care. Obama was our enabler. So you tell me, listen to this, and then tell me, what is more radical than this look like? Because that's what is about to take over in Iran, Frankie Rollins.
But what is your expectation of its use? We're told that it's for humanitarian purposes, food and medicine. Do you believe you have the right to use that money in any way that you see fit?
This money belongs to the Islamic Republic of Iran, and naturally, we will decide, the Islamic Republic of Iran will decide to spend it wherever we need it.
So if I hear you clearly, that it will be used for more than humanitarian purposes, in your view?
Humanitarian means whatever the Iranian people needs. So this money will be budgeted for those needs.
And okay. Well, you weren't gonna get anything out of them other than, like, so humanitarian is what they need. So basically, we're saying if we need to build a nuke and blow another country off the map for humanitarian needs, we're going to do it. That's why you don't negotiate with terrorists. Now, it's kind of unbelievable that months later, this is the fate of, Frank, you can just roll this as I'm talking. This is the fate of the leaders in Iran. As you can see here, they're their bodies picked up by the rescue crew. And it's just wild, Frankie. It's just wild how life just comes at you fast, you know? The helicopter just plunges in the mountains. You know, the rescue crew has trouble getting there. The media and the state TV doesn't know what to say. And boom, they're done. And they're traveling. This was like, the president wasn't traveling on like some war mission. He was traveling to like it was almost like a ribbon cutting ceremony or something like that for like a new dam that they were building with like Algeria or something like that. It was like some ceremonious thing, and boom, it just went down. Now, here's where the theories get a little crazy. Frankie, did you do any reading about this over the weekend? Because it was interesting how, like, there were three helicopters, and I believe only one of them went down, and it was this helicopter. So, I mean, listen, Fico, the prime minister of Slovakia, was shot a couple of days ago. Pretty wild. And now, this week, you know, you have, out of the three helicopters, the one with the president on it literally went down.
Something's, I mean, up.
Pretty unbelievable. Something, I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it was a sabotage mission. I don't know if maybe the pilot on the plane. You know, again, sometimes a lot of these people, again, I'm just totally speculating because I don't have the evidence yet, but I'm not willing to dismiss any theory. Okay, I'm not willing to dismiss any theory, and it could be any theory. I mean, people again, people on the internet, some are jumping to say, "Oh, this is the United States and Israel," because they want to plunge everybody into a war. But I almost think that even it could be a more radical wing than this president here. And the more radical wing maybe had the helicopter pilot, you know, tank the plane. You know, it's always a age-old thing in the Middle East. They got dirt on the family. They got, you know, they're going to kill the family. The pilot has to kill himself, or somebody has to kind of go in a kamikaze. You know, otherwise, you know, the whole family dies. I mean, pretty much that's kind of like how it works in some of these countries. So, you know, was it something where they wanted a more radical actor to step up so the war could then be infused? Do they want then in a couple of weeks Iranian intelligence to blame Israel? And again, I'm not saying, I actually don't think Israel had anything to do with this, to be honest with you. But could it have been possible that they wanted to create a scene where the country plunges into nuclear war and they want mutually assured destruction? They want everything to be wiped off. So they, in some ways, you know, these globalist people conspire to like kill the president and have the copter go down. So then they could like, you know, rile up tensions. Frankie, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, all possibilities. But like the major thing is, you know, with these helicopters, it's just interesting to me because, you know, Biden, when he's landing on like the White House lawn, it's like those... Naturally, helicopters are something that, you know, people don't want, you know, security measures. They really don't want people going on them unless they're totally necessary because, you know, something could happen to a plane and it could still glide. That engine goes down a helicopter. They, you know, can try to recover it. There's ways to emergency land a helicopter. It's called an auto rotation and it's, you know, it slows down enough. But at the end of the day, it's a piece of metal falling and it's not aerodynamic at all. Yeah. So to have such an old, you know, helicopter to be used during for a government situation with such a high-powered person, it just there's so many questions to be asked, and it just doesn't make sense. Yeah, also, it's an American helicopter. I mean, it's made by Bell, and they don't even let the president of the United States go on the Bell, you know, the Ospreys, because they're known to maybe go down sometimes. So it's just interesting. You got to look into this a little more because
it is. Yeah. And I think it almost shows you. It almost shows you that Iran maybe isn't as strong. I mean, think about that. The president flying around on this Bell helicopter. I mean, they're really the nuclear superpower. Like, that everyone's boogie. Maybe they're made out to be a fake boogeyman. Like, they don't really have the capabilities. Now, also, people are saying CIA Mossad. I see that in the live chat. I mean, again, I'm not ruling that out either. And then other people are saying, no, it was an accident in the weather. And here's what I have to say about the weather and saying it was an accident, it was the weather. They did remove the weather. Like, there was, like, data from, like the weather reporting or whatever. Like, they had, like, all, like, the data and the conditions. They, like, removed everything out of the database. I was reading something. Like, I don't have it exactly, but it was, like, all, like, the information on, like, weather conditions that day, you know, were, like, removed or, like, something was removed. Like, so, like, a lot of, like, the history. So maybe the weather wasn't as bad as they reported. Maybe it was as bad as they reported, and they're covering it up from being an accident. These are all theories. Again, Mike Crispy and producer Frankie are not jumping to any conclusions, but I am telling you how I think in this matter. Yes, Frank.
Yeah. And then I honestly, just a quick Google search. It's like they stopped making that helicopter in 98. You know, it's like, why are they running it? They got plenty of money. It's just crazy to me. 98, they stopped making them.
So that's the thing. It's like, it's just almost weird. It's like Iran looks really weak in this moment. It's like you're having the president fly on that shitty helicopter and like you're supposed to be this big, bad nuclear power. And it's like, but then BO people are saying in the chat right now, well, it was the CIA in the hills, like just boom. You know, I don't know, okay? I don't know. But I just think that this will not be like, sorry, accident, what are we gonna do? You know, I just, my gut instinct doesn't tell me that. So, you know, I do my research, I ask the questions, and I present the information. We're gonna keep following this story. But while that's going on, okay, it's kind of amazing how we're living in society right now. This is what they're doing to American citizens. You want to talk about New World Order? You want to talk about the globalists? It is amazing to me how on this show also, not long ago, we talked about an infrastructure bill that was passed where Biden was talking about having an income-based road usage tax and then wanting to implement that into society. And now take a look at what they're doing. So we're on the brink of like World War III in simultaneous fashion in three different regions. And this is what they're doing to American citizens. Roll this, Frankie.
In a six-month study. It will start next year. Drivers will be required to pay road charges each month based on the number of miles driven. For their participation, California will pay each person about $400 in gift cards. They will also get a gas tax
refund. Oh, there you
go.
Take the gift card money, you stupid sheep. Yeah, and give a little run test for the New World Order. Electric car where they can do the kill switch. All the kill switches are put in the cars with the infrastructure money. And now they're assessing taxing and charging based on your usage on the road. Think about that for a second. Waging war against his own citizens is Joe Biden. Can you imagine voting for that? Again, situation in Iran, Middle East tensions running high. What are we going to do? Oh, let's get the own people to have to go through this New World Order exercise. Again, I think this is a broad plan. Again, they want a war. They want to change the makeup of the country from the inside out. And a lot of that has to do with clamping down on freedoms and enabling and emboldening illegal criminal migrants. And that's exactly what's happening as well. Okay, this is also from the Free State of California. Think about this for a minute. This is what we are enabling. Again, you think that Biden's acts are an accident? They just don't know that the illegals are so bad and they think they're just asylum seekers? We have example after example, of the situation. Yeah, that's that one for me. Of the California illegal migrant policy causing chaos. They want this to happen. They want you to be distracted at home while crazy things are happening, like foreign leaders of countries are being killed by the weak. Roll us, Frankie.
Gators call a, quote, rape dungeon on wheels.
Oh, my God.
Described as rigged for rape. Condoms, ropes, bungees, children's toys, multiple cell phones and hard drives, and the mattress, worn, stained, disgusting.
And I can say in almost a 20-year career, this is the most disturbing scene I've ever been in. Now, all that evidence has, of course, been processed. Everything that's in here is what's left.
Investigators say the man they call a serial rapist would lock women inside this mobile cage, locked in from the outside, behind this metal partition with no escape, except for by their scream that they describe as blood-curdling. Detectives say that scream likely saved a 26-year-old woman's life. 40-year-old Eduardo
Saravia. It's disgusting. It's so disgusting. He's an illegal, of course. And everyone said Biden. Remember when Biden on the State of the Union goes, what about the crimes by the legals? Well, here's a little thing, Biden. Every single person committing a crime is another person committing a crime. And if you are going to cut down on the influx of people, and a lot of these people are probably coming from insane asylums because the crime rates are dropping in those local areas, and there's been wide-scale reporting and confirmation they're getting let out of the loony bin, you probably would say that more of these people are going to commit crimes at a disproportionate rate, thus then jacking up the crime rate as an overall number. So why would you have them in the country? Oh, this is a price to pay for the asylum seekers? Are you kidding me? They want the chaos. Again, chaos at home that is going to have innocent, vulnerable people dying, getting raped, getting killed, getting burglarized, etc. While they also do this. Put it on the screen, Frankie. Here you go. Here you go. More money for Ukraine. What are we going to do in Ukraine here? Ukraine needs 100-plus F-16 Fighting Falcons to have parity with Russian Air Force, Volodymyr Zelensky says. Wait a minute. What about the $100 billion we just sent them like a month ago when everyone was waving the flag? $100 billion, and now they need 100 F-16. It's amazing, Frankie, right? They just keep on going. They keep asking for it. They want more money. It's clearly a money launder. Now they're gonna have a couple F-16s. What do you do with the $100 billion? Then they want the troops in Ukraine to train on the F-16s. Then there's a fight. Then they say a U.S. service member died when he should have been there in the first place. Then boom, all out war. And by the way, Iran and Russia are aligned at this point. We have driven Russia essentially into the hands of Iran by villainizing Russia out of pocket. This Biden regime was. It wasn't like that when Trump was the president, but these are the consequences of weak, disgusting geopolitical malfeasance. Yes, Frankie.
No one's talking about how, you know, General Dynamics, which became Lockheed Martin, whatever, they make the F-16. They don't. Like the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, they don't buy any more F-16s. They're done. They buy the newer stuff, right? The F-18s and F-22s, et cetera, et cetera. They literally, Lockheed Martin, decided to improve and create new versions simply for export. Only for export. Not in America, for wow. other people. Wow. I mean, how is this allowed? Am I going crazy?
It's unreal. No. Frankie, no, Frankie, that's what we call the members of Congress and the Senate who are bought off by defense contractors who are literally doing it. You said for exports only. Oh, that's so you create parity in a war. So now only giving, that's actually a brilliant point, Frankie. I didn't know that. But think about just like live reaction of Frankie's genius. It's like, so we're having these USA-based defense companies who are then creating parity in a war because they are creating only specific models of things for the export. Biden regime right here, people. Destroy the country at home, distract you, do all these things abroad, and have chaos bubbling up. I don't know. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, okay? And we'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere. All right, Frankie.
We're fired.
All right, let's go. So, I mean, listen, I just think that this is an amazing episode of the show. I mean, you want to talk about slicing and dicing. I always like the foreign policy. I always like to talk foreign policy. Just very fascinated by, you know, the way the world works and like, you know, these foreign leaders and stuff like that. And, you know, these things matter. Again, if anybody tells you, oh, you know, they try to gloss over this, it's like, it's because they don't understand. These are the most important things that have real world implications for you. Okay. Again, go to people who don't get out much. Go to a foreign country and like they're a legitimate country with a military and a fighting force. And it's like, you got to be on these things. So we're going to keep following these stories. But we have a great audience today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to tell you guys, really appreciate everybody showing support today on the show.
Big Monday.
Hope everyone's doing amazing. And it's a big Monday episode, big Monday audience. I see it. I love it. And I want to tell you guys about our sponsors. And the first sponsor of our broadcast today is going to be Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. That is goldwithcrispy.com right now, because you see what they're doing around the world. They are causing mass instability, which obviously causes the dollar to be in massive flux. So many of these countries are divesting out of the U.S. dollar because we're about to be on the brink of a World War III. And guess what? Ever since the last World War into now, yeah, that's kind of when things like the petrodollar were set up, where everything was backed by the U.S. dollar. Those days are over, okay? Those days are over. And as we're on the brink of a World War III, you better believe that's going to be over. And the last thing left is gold. Gold has stood the test of time. Gold has only gone up in value. And I'm telling you, as we're on the brink of so many crazy things happening again right now, you need to have gold in your portfolio, okay? It is the hedge against the inflation. And the only gold group that I trust is Genesis Gold Group. They are great people. They're faith-based, okay? And they are the official gold company of the great Mike Lindell, okay? You know Mike Lindell only puts his name on the best. They're the official gold company of Mike Lindell. They have the lowest fees, okay? Full transparency in their pricing model, like unlike a lot of these other gold companies that have all these crazy gimmicks and stuff like that. So guys, you got to go to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Fill out the form you see on the screen right there, and you will get your free gold IRA guide, investment guide, 401k guide, and they will personally, with a nice personal touch, walk you through the process of diversifying your assets with gold and silver. Again, this is the gold company of Mike Lindell, and people are saying, I wish you could afford some gold. Well, listen, they have like models where you can do it on like a low amount, okay, of your investment. So sometimes the amount, like the minimum threshold, you know, are lower. So it's really good with Genesis Gold. Get in touch with them and talk to them, and they will, you know, help you through whatever your financial need is. Genesis Gold Group, that is goldwithcrispy.com. Head on over to goldwithcrispy.com. All right, guys, and now a word for our next sponsor, and they are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. I think it's safe to say that you need to be able to defend your home now more than ever with all the chaos going on right now in this country. So if you need to take matters into your own hands, I'm telling you, you need to be able to shoot straight. And if you have children that are learning how to handle firearms, I mean, what better way to teach them than on the iTarget Pro? Everyone in your family needs to be able to be a sharpshooter now more than ever. And the iTarget Pro is a revolutionary product. It is a laser firearm home training system. Okay, the bullet, a bullet that is the size of the ammo for your firearm gets loaded into the chamber. It syncs up with the app, and it dry fires into the target, and it tracks your accuracy in real time, as you can see on the screen right there. Guys, iTarget Pro is the website, and the promo code is CRISPY for 10% off your order. Promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order today. They got the cubes you see right there, where it lights up red, and you could track yourself, you know, the speed in between your, you know, draw and your rounds and all of that. And then the traditional iTarget, which obviously has like the circular target. Now, my father trains on it. He's a former federal air marshal, a sharpshooter. And, you know, it's the only thing that he uses. And that's why we have them as a sponsor today. iTargetPro.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Let's go. All right, Frankie, how are we doing? People are asking for Lola.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. She's coming. She's coming tomorrow. I promise you, if she will not be in this studio tomorrow morning, then you could never watch us again. I'm that confident. I will have that dog right here. But, you know, we finally finished the move.
So. Wow. Wow. Frankie with the Frankie making not a claim, but an assertion.
Assertion.
let's see what we got in assertion. Let's see what we got in the chat today. We got Green Broccoli. Great to see you. The one I am. A very based, saying gold bullets. Very based. Yes, golden bullets. I mean, come on. Do we have a good, valuable sponsor for you? Gold bullets. I mean, those are two very important
things. You got to guard that gold with something.
Let's see what we got here. We got Alex Ann. Great to see you. Vintage Hula Gal. Great to see you. 212 City Kitty. People are asking, it's so funny. People are asking, they want the photo. So on my personal Rumble page, rumble.com/crispy, I posted the video of Trump shouting me out, okay? And see, producer Crispy right there, uploading stuff on Rumble. So I posted the video, and I made the cover photo on the video, like the thumbnail, the picture of me and Trump from backstage. And people are asking for a printed copy of it, if they can order a printed copy of the picture. Why would you want a picture of me and Trump? I mean, like, I understand Trump, but you want a picture of me and Trump on your wall? I'm going to drop that link to that video in the live chat right there. If you guys want to watch the video of President Trump, you haven't seen it yet, of the greatest president shouting out your favorite podcaster right here, Mike Crispy.
Maybe we'll get them a nice little JPEG downloader for them to have it for themselves.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to get a downloadable. How about this, guys? If you email us, mike@mikecrispy.com, we will personally send you the high resolution downloadable version that you can then go print out. How about that? Say we don't want any money. We don't want to sell any pictures. We just want you to have it, okay? If you want to put a picture of Mike Crispy and Donald Trump on your wall, amazing. All right.
Also, log, no cats for me, but that's not to say I don't enjoy a nice cat. I enjoy the cats. I promise you that.
I do. You know, cats can be cute. Cats can be cute. Never been a cat guy myself. But, you know, we can appreciate a cute cat every now and again, right?
That's for sure.
So, all right, let's roll right back into it, Frankie.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Monday. And, you know, it is amazing how right now people are continuing to talk and buzz about President Trump being up in every single swing state poll. As every single new poll comes out, President Trump's lead only continues to grow. It's a pretty amazing phenomenon. We're not surprised, but people are acting like they are. And there's also the talk of these debates. I mean, Joe Biden accepted a debate with President Trump, and people are talking about that. And obviously the reason that he accepted the debate for now is because he's down on the poll so bad, and the bleeding is so really profound how bad the Biden campaign is doing, that they need to do something. And that's why Trump has them, you know, right where he wants them, and they need to accept the debate. Now, Joe Biden is so predictable because, one, everyone knows he's hopped up on drugs. Two, everyone knows he can't put two sentences together. Three, everyone knows he cannot stay awake all day, and they put the phony narrative out that Trump fell asleep in court, which was obviously a lie. It's Biden who literally falls asleep in the Oval Office. And then Joe Biden just being an absolute liar about everything. And it's so funny right now because Trump is able to literally mock, okay, on a whim. You tell me if Biden could mock Trump in any way. No, he doesn't have the brain capacity to even make fun of Trump on anything. But Trump over the weekend was doing some speeches, and he was mocking Biden about what a liar he is in every single sense. And we're going to just give you a little screenshot, a little snippet here in this segment of just how easy this debate is going to be for President Trump. Here is Exhibit A, okay, President Trump talking about what a bullshit artist Biden is. Frankie, roll it.
He's all about disinformation. Pilots come in, he said, I used to fly a plane. Truckers come in, I used to drive a truck. People come in from Minnesota. I used to live in Minnesota. Right? He is so full of shit, this guy. Terrible.
It's actually hilarious because Trump says that is a joke. Okay, he says it is a joke because it's obviously true. Biden's like, oh, I was raised in the Puerto Rican. I was raised in the black church. I was raised in Scranton. I did this. I drove the Amtrak a million miles. Oh, I was a train conductor. I was a truck driver, right? It's like a joke. So Biden, who again has nothing going on up here, a day later says this. He literally does exactly what Trump says he does, and he doesn't even realize what a bullshit artist he is. Frankie Rowland.
My name's Joe Biden, and I'm a lifetime member of the NAACP. Matter of fact, first organization I ever joined was the NAACP. Didn't get to vote till you were 21 in those days, but I got involved in civil rights when I was 15.
Yes, Joe Biden is the civil rights leader of our time. The man who described Barack Obama as a fairy tale because he was a clean-looking, well-spoken African-American man. That's a storybook, man. Remember Biden? Okay, Biden who was friends with the Klansmen. Biden who was pro-segregation with the buses. Yeah, that Biden was the freedom fighter when he was a young boy at the age of 15. And his father totally said to the two people, the two men that he saw kissing, that's love, Joe. That's love between a man and a woman. Yeah, okay, yeah. Joe Biden's father probably beat Joe Biden's mother, okay? And they probably were the most racist sons of bitches on the planet, okay? They're probably like the most curmudgeonous, disgusting, like, you know, people that you can imagine. Now, Biden talking about how he's a lifetime member of the NAACP. Everyone loves him in the black community. Clearly full of shit. This was Biden then, not too long after, within like hours after he gave that speech. This was him giving a commencement address at an HBCU college, historically black college. Now, Biden announced that he funded the HBCUs. Now, that was actually Trump. When we had a budget surplus, we were making money. Trump gave money to the HBCUs, and they were all in the Oval Office. Everyone said, Trump is doing it to pander. But it's like, no, he was the first one to do that, like, ever. And then Biden just literally copies and rips off Trump's line. And then nobody says Biden's trying to pander. And then students at the commencement literally do this to Joe Biden, turn their back on him. Roll, Frankie.
All hope was lost. In our lives, in the lives of the nation, we have those Saturdays to bear witness the day before glory.
You see right there, these students literally with their back turned against Biden as he delivers the commencement, as the pawns at the top, okay, who take the money, put Biden up there. The people know. And that is why right now, 1 in 3, actually it's up to right now, they say, CNN was saying the trend lines right now is that Donald Trump is on trend right now to have 1 in 3 black voters, black male voters by the time Election Day rolls around. 1 in 3, it's pretty unbelievable. So think about that for a minute. They convince you like, oh no, Trump, there's no black people who support Trump. 1 in 3 black males are going to vote for President Trump. You can't win though. Biden can't win with that statistical trend line. And then Trump announced that he's going to be coming to the Bronx for a rally. And I thought it was ingenious. And then the day after, boom, massive show of support for Trump in the Bronx. Do they ever do this for Biden? Roll us, Frankie. So here's the thing. The Bronx are coming out for Trump, and it's amazing how everyone's like, it was 20 people, it was 100 people, it was 500 people. It's like, hey, guess what? When Biden's motorcade rolls by, and there was a video of his motorcade rolling by yesterday, do you know nobody was at? Nobody cares. Nobody comes and supports Biden. Nobody's out there for his motorcade. There's no display of support from the black community. There's literally the only evidence we have of the black community of rank and file people are people turning their back on Biden when he's giving a speech. That's it. You have like black pawns, okay, at the top who act like they support Biden. Okay, like the leaders who are on the take making money and the Jasmine Crocketts of the world. But the reality, the rank and file, the real people, I mean, nobody supports Biden. Nobody. Now, I think it's particularly ingenious that President Trump is going to be going to the Bronx. You know why I think it's ingenious? And everyone's saying, oh, he's not going to win in the Bronx. And I was doing some some tweeting about it over the weekend, and people were going crazy about it. He's wasting his time. No. People who don't understand the reality are just absolute sheep. They're absolute stooges. It is genius that Trump is campaigning in the Bronx and campaigning in states like New Jersey and New York. You know why? Because one, he is severely cutting into the deficit amongst black voters, which is obviously working. If people see that in swing states in the inner city. They resonate with the Bronx, okay? People in like Milwaukee and people in Detroit, they resonate when they see President Trump campaigning in the Bronx. They respect the fact that he's going into the hood. You think Biden could candidly just go into the Bronx without it being a major manufactured stagecraft thing like his visit to the Wawa gas station? Remember, with the little token? It's always the tokens that are there for Biden. Trump has legitimate support in the black community. And what it also does is, when Trump gains in these areas and makes gains and the polling's within 10 points, well, so they're not super embarrassed. Then the DNC has to send in paid resources into New York and New Jersey when normally the DNC wouldn't even look at these states. They wouldn't even have to think about these states. They wouldn't even have to spend a dime in these states. But now they have to spend millions of dollars that they otherwise would spend in places like, you know, Wisconsin and Nevada and Arizona. They don't have to do it anymore. We don't have to go to New York. We don't have to go to New Jersey. No, now they do, because Trump is cutting into the lead and they can't be embarrassed. They can't have it be a 5-point game. They can't have Trump be within the margin of error. Now they have to deplete resources from the swing states and send them there. It's a genius strategy and it's going to work. And the debate strategy is going to work as well, because everyone right now is talking about the impending debate. I mean, they're talking about the impending debate of Trump versus Biden, and everyone's saying that Biden will not do the debate soberly. That's becoming more evidently clear as Biden's mental state has continued to deteriorate. Go take a look at Biden in the primary debates in 2020 against the other Democrat opponents. Then look at him in the presidential debate against Trump, and then look at him like now talking, and just look at the utter quick and swift deterioration of his mental state. Trump is now saying he will demand the drug test. Roll, Frankie.
No, I have fake Tapper, as they said. I just want to debate this guy, but, you know, and I'm gonna demand a drug test, too, by the way. I am. No, I really am. I don't want him coming in like the State of the Union. He was high as a kite. I said, is that Joe up there? A beautiful row? And by the end of the evening, he's like, well, it was exhausted, right? Now, we're going to demand a drug test, but...
A drug test must be adhered to. Why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't the Biden regime do it? Everyone likes to say that Trump is on cocaine and all this. They basically take the fact that the guy has an amazing ability to have high energy, be always ready to go, be on point, has great recall. They go, oh, he's on drugs. That's what they say. So why wouldn't they want to do the drug test? Now, Biden is basically setting all of these ridiculous demands, okay? All of these ridiculous demands. They want to be able to have it sitting down. They want to be able to mute the mics when the other person isn't talking. They want to be able to manipulate this process piece after piece after piece. Make it ridiculous. And again, that's their demands. Trump's saying anytime, anyplace, anywhere. And then they make these ridiculous demands. And like the blanking nerds that they have to go, well, Trump said he would do it anyway. Okay, so like you're so tough, you're saying, oh, Trump said he would do it anyway. But then you have these ridiculous demands that you want him to adhere to. That is called a P word, okay? We're not going to say it on the show because it's a family show. But they are quintessential weak P words. Sorry about it. Why wouldn't they want a drug test? Why would they, oh, wow. So... how can you explain this then? Roll, Frankie.
Folks, as we fight inflation, you can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. Bringing down gas prices is a big part of the job. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. And here's the good news. Gas prices have dropped every day this summer. That's more than 40 days in a row. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. We now have 40,000 gas stations in
so
the United States.
So something is going on here. What? Something is going on here.
Dude.
Because here's the thing, guys. We're not stupid. Everyone says, oh, it was the most free and fair election. Oh, the COVID vaccine is safe and reliable. Oh, the lockdowns are good for your health. And it's like, these people just lie about everything. It's like, look at those two videos. They will tell you that that's normal. Like, don't believe what you see with your eyes. Why is Biden not blinking? Why are his eyes stuck in the on open position? Biden's literally squinting to read on one, and then the other one, his eyes are like this, stuck open. That's not normal. So is the drug dosage messed up? Or are they CGI covering up his eyes during this address? because his eyes are straining and watering, and like he has a lot of these things. I mean, his eyes are usually straining and watering, and if you look at a lot of these candid videos, Biden literally can't keep his eyes open because you can tell he's in physical pain as he's trying to read and as he's trying to talk. So were his eyes so bad and his eyes were straining and they couldn't stay open, and that's why that they CGI on new eyes for him that they forgot to make blink? Are you kidding me? Oh, Mike, there's nothing to see here. It is just a conspiracy theory that you would say that. So he's either hopped up on drugs, so his eyes literally are staying in the bug eye open position, or he's in such bad health that they literally have to computer manipulate the image of him to make his eyes look more open. Frankie, you're a producer. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not going to claim anything, but there's, I mean, that screams deepfake in crazy ways. I mean, it really does. I mean, even the voice is a big problem for me. It's like, what is that extra? There's like an extra like octave.
Doesn't
in there.
Sound like him.
No, it's sketchy, man. It really is. I mean, he's got a brother. They have some similarities. I think they may have maybe used him, did a little composite. You know, I mean, I don't know, but I'm not ruling it out because how could you? I mean, I got the eyes for it. That doesn't look right. It doesn't. Sorry.
And what makes me the angriest is when people are like, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist, or when Republicans go, oh, we need to have decency and stop making these crazy unfounded accusations. Look at the video. You are the crazy person if you are a Republican saying that there's no there here. Oh, we need to all get along. We need to come together. Oh, it's all, we need to have normalcy. We used to be able to exchange ideas. Well, back in the day, they didn't used to have presidents who had fake computer graph images, okay, being projected of them, where something was going on. If the commander-in-chief cannot go on a video without face filters or a body double, who has a voice that doesn't match and eyes that don't blink, that clearly don't look like they belong. It's either he's hopped up on drugs like crazy or it's a computer manipulated image. Either way, something's not normal. And in a normal world, in a normal press, people would be going crazy. In a normal world where it wasn't the Uniparty at the helm, every single Republican and some Democrats would be saying, this is a major cause for concern, and the alarm bells to be rung. Anybody who doesn't call this out for what it is, a very alarming, deceptive fraud, those people, remember, they're not stupid. They're sinister. And they are your enemy for the omission of not calling this out, for being some of the most bizarre shit we've ever seen in the history of the presidency in this country. It's unbelievable. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Can't believe we're at this point where we have to decide whether the president's real
Frankie,
or not.
Frankie. Is it a deep fake or is it a drug dosage gone wrong? It's literally one of the two. If you say, oh, it's normal. Okay. Yeah. You try. Hey, anybody who says it's normal, here's my challenge. I will give you $1,000 if you cannot blink for 4 minutes straight. How about that? If you cannot blink for 4 minutes straight, I'll give you $1,000. How about that? Okay. None of you can do it. So, guys, I want to tell you guys about our sponsors and our sponsors of our broadcast today, our next sponsor of the show, are our good friends. You all right there, Frankie?
Just killed the bug.
Are our good friends on over. Yeah, it's amazing. Are our good friends on over at Sweetamine. Listen, guys, you guys need Sweetamine right now, and you need it because if you have any aches and joint pains and stuff like that, even if you have a lot of chronic underlying conditions, a lot of the reason for it is the fact that you are not getting enough glycine in your diet. Remember, a lot of the health problems in today's day and age is a result of the things you are not getting, the omission in nutrients that your body needs, okay? And that is why you need Sweetamine, because it's like a sweetener, okay? You know, your coffee, your tea, your lemonade, a sweetener that you use, okay? So you use that, and you also get the 8 grams of glycine that you need to be able to take on your day. So guys, it will reverse and make you feel better. It will have inflammation reduced in your body and you will be ready to go. So go to mysweetamine.com/Mike. That's mysweetamine.com/Mike right now. $19.95 per pack, $5 off with promo code Crispy. Let's go. mysweetamine.com/Mike. All right, and now a word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor of the broadcast are our friends on over at Done With Debt. Guys, head on over to donewithdebt.com right now. They're called debt traps. And the debt trap you're caught in isn't your fault. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't set the gas price or make the credit card companies jack up the interest rates. The thing is, the debt trap will destroy your life if you don't get out from it now. The only company that I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and the bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy, without taking out loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now. I'm talking like today, okay? This could not be any easier. Get a free consultation and share with them what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Just go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com right now. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, and make sure you guys rumble this video if you haven't done it yet. Make sure you're rumbling and sharing the stream. We're very grateful for all the support. And everybody out there, if you could do me also a favor, and please, it's in the comments, but go to the video of President Trump shouting me out at the Wildwood rally and rumble that video and share that video out. If you could, let's get the message out there. It was a great moment. So please rumble and share that. And we got people saying they love Last Call. People are saying we love Last Call on Saturday. Hey, Frankie, it was a great show, Last Call. Shout out to Kevin and shout out to Alan who were on set. And we appreciate them. It was an amazing episode of Last Call. The comments, people loved it. So thank you all very much for making it another successful episode. People are saying they love Last Call. A lot of people are saying that. And Frankie, talk to the chat for just 1 minute, my friend.
I'd love to talk to the chat. Chat, how we do it. Alex, I loved Last Call. We love that. Not going to do you as a favor. Sorry, not going to do you. Don't know that one. What else we got? I see you, Bad Moon. I saw you, Bad Moon, by the way. You didn't believe me when I said Lola is coming tomorrow. Well, guess what? I'm not a liar. I just forget sometimes. Got a lot going on. Just messing with you, pal. What else we got? I see you, Eli. What's going on, Eli, my very based co-producer? Hey, Frankie, peer out. Am I wrong on that one? 212 City Kitty, Frankie, what do you think about the Obama helped President Biden draft the AI executive order? Yes, we're actually going to get into that this week. I am not going to give out our future episodes, but don't worry, we're getting into that this week. Pretty crazy. If you're looking
at the AI executive order.
Yes. Oh, Mike's back, guys. Welcome.
Oh, Frankie. Frankie's got the material, baby. Listen, everybody, we thank you. We love you all very much. 212 City Kitty was enjoying a 3-day week, and Big Mike 2024, watch. Listen, we've been saying that since the onset on this show. A lot of hosts are starting to say that right now. And if they say that, my answer is going to be, where have you been for the last 4 months? Roger Stone said it first, and then we said it. So if anybody else says it, they're literally just copying Roger Stone. So trust me. Jason says, Frankie needs his own show.
Ooh.
Frankie, you game for your own show, spinoff?
Sorry, Mike, I'm leaving you. Starting... Oh. I can't make it. I can't even
Frankie.
Think of a name.
They would call it Frankie Cast.
Yes.
They would call it Frankie Cast.
Relax. Don't compare me to Tim Pool.
The Frankie Files. It would be called the Frankie Files. That's what it would be called, the Frankie Files. That'd be good. That'd be a good show. All right, let's get back into it, everybody.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, if you want to talk about a regime in end times, okay, you can really just look at the destruction from every single angle. Obviously, illegals are pouring into the country. Obviously, we're on the verge of simultaneous war. Obviously, we have an illegitimate president who is in such bad health that he's either hopped up on drugs or they're deep faking his eyes. One or the other is true. There is no normalcy here. Anything else is a lie. And then there's the representatives of the left. And I've become pretty fascinated over the last week about this individual named Jasmine Crockett. Now, Jasmine Crockett is not a real member of Congress, not somebody who would have the mental wherewithal to do the things you need to do in order to run for Congress. I've run for Congress, it's not easy. Okay, you need to be able to organize, you need to be able to raise funds, you need to be able to file tax documents, you need to be able to hire vendors, you need to be able to run a campaign. There's a lot of things you need to do in order to become a member of Congress. You need to be pretty smart in order to get it up and going. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are able to do it, no matter what your race and color and creed is. But guess what? Jasmine Crockett is not one of them. Jasmine Crockett was clearly put up to be a chaos agent within Congress. Every day I listen to her speak, it becomes more abundantly clear. And the Democrat Party has a history of doing these things. As the rank and file black voter turns in the Democrat Party, all the Democrat Party can do is refer back to their true beliefs, their true core fundamental tenets, and that is we are the slave plantation in the modern day. Democrats are the party of the Ku Klux Klan, Democrats are the party of slavery, and now they're the party of manipulating rank and file black voters into thinking that just because someone looks like them and says things, okay, that pander to them, that they represent them. No, Jasmine Crockett doesn't have any juice to ever get anything done because her things that she says are not rooted in any reality. It is done to keep people lethargic and voting for the Democrat Party who are getting effed by the Democrat Party. Does that make sense? So Jasmine Crockett recently had this meltdown, and I've been looking at her on social media ever since. And all she's doing is doing, like, you know, quoting rap lyrics and talking about diss tracks of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And these are fundamentally unserious things that members of her constituency, people who live in her district, probably don't care too much about. They're probably living in poverty and not having such good living conditions. And all Jasmine Crockett is doing is essentially doing her best Cardi B impression, okay? And we know they put these rappers up, okay, to glorify crime and degeneracy, which then again chips away at the inner city community. And these things aren't like right-wing conspiracies. These are literally things that, like, government agencies have been, like, caught doing, okay, boosting up and putting people, you know, into these entertainment roles and these prominent, like, public-facing, figureheads to get people to do things to, you know, dumb down behavior. I mean, it's literally fact. So Jasmine Crockett is the next, okay, morphosis of that. She is a elected congressperson who is a pawn put up to do these things. This is the fundamental unserious nature of Jasmine Crockett. Roll this, Frankie.
Just this past week, I saw, I don't remember which celebrity, but it was actually a celebrity. And I was like, I don't know that that's not necessarily a bad idea. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to think through it a lot. One of the things that they proposed is black folk not have to pay taxes for a certain amount of time. Because then again, that puts money back in your pocket. But at the same time, it may not be as objectionable to some people about actually giving out dollars. But obviously, then you start dealing with the different tax brackets and things like that. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, we argue the reparations make sense, because so many black folk, not only do you owe for the labor.
Yeah,
that was
so just have them not pay taxes. All good. No taxes. Yeah, very good, Jasmine Crockett. That's a normal thing. People right now are paying 40 to 50% of their income, and they're getting absolutely killed paying taxes every single which way. But just exempt black people from taxes. Yeah, that's a good thing. That'll make sense. Then there'll be less of a tax basis. And then the continued record funding that they give to the inner city that magically never reaches the streets, never reaches the rank and file kids in the schools, never reaches anybody in the black community with small businesses. No, it goes into the pockets of people like Jasmine Crockett and her donors. And the people at the end of the day get effed. That's what happens. It's breadcrumbs trading for permanent demise. And then if you criticize Jasmine Crockett, well, then she will do what they always do. This is where they boost people up like Jasmine Crockett, because then they just say racism. So you guys saw that little tiff between Jasmine Crockett and Marjorie Taylor Greene, talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene's body, Jasmine Crockett's eyelashes. I mean, these are the end times, okay? When you have a country right now that used to have George Washington, okay, and Abraham Lincoln, and people who are literally setting the course of this country, and now you have Jasmine Crockett arguing with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and her saying that any of you talk about her eyelashes, it's racism. You know you're headed towards the end times. This is Jasmine Crockett on CNN. This is a member of Congress. It's a joke. Roll, Frankie.
You have since called her racist, yeah. Congresswoman Greene. I want to understand your perspective of this. Do you think her going after your eyelashes, that in itself is racist?
I think her specifically doing it to me, yes, that was the intent. As has been stated, you know, women wear makeup, we wear lashes, we wear all types of things to beautify ourselves. But MAGA has historically been on social media doing the things where they're saying, oh, she's black with lashes and nails and hair, and so she's ghetto. And so to me, this was her buying into that rhetoric and trying to amplify this for the MAGA crowd. And so, yeah, I absolutely think that she
okay.
already did.
So I got to tell you, Frankie, the dam is breaking. So black men have woken up to this. Again, 1 in 3 black men going for Trump. And they're really still trying to get the black woman on the thing here. Oh, they're going to say about your lashes and your nail. Like, do white women have eyelashes and their nails and hair? I mean, yeah. So keep buying this. Let this keep being the standard for the Democrat Party, okay? and say the MAGA crowd, guess what? The MAGA crowd right now is doing record numbers with the black community. You're not stopping it. And all they have left are low IQ puppets like Jasmine Crockett left. It is a good sign. It's a good sign for us that it's going to break, because it's going to break and we're going to get it back and we're going to win in historic margins, because the black crowd is done with these insufferable loons like Jasmine Crockett. They put her up there to play a role. They hired her into this. They brought her into this. But she's going to be very fast obsolete soon. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Blah. How we doing? And actually, right. Shout out to Frankie, Jake Tapper, actually. Like, if you actually continue to watch that, he's like, well, don't white women do that too? It was almost like, oh, wow,
an absolute joke. It's always racist. If you criticize a Democrat, you're racist. But if a Democrat criticizes a Republican, then he's a rightful Uncle Tom, right? That makes sense, right? These people are the party of serious hatred. Listen, everybody, I want to tell you guys about our last sponsor of the show today. And our last sponsor of the show today is Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth, guys. Go to CozyEarth.com right now and use promo code LFA. CozyEarth.com right now and use promo code LFA. You'll get 35% off your order. Now, guys, you know Cozy Earth has this amazing bedding and this loungewear that is made out of bamboo. It is breathable. It is wonderful. It is nice and cool. And a lot of times when people don't get good sleep, the reason is because they're too hot or they're too cold. But this stuff is temperature regulating. It's absolutely amazing. So, guys, go to CozyEarth.com. Use promo code LFA for 35% off your order. It is world-renowned, critically acclaimed. Everyone loves Cozy Earth. Rumor is that Jeremy Harrell actually has Cozy Earth bedding and the Cozy Earth pajamas, and he wears it every single day when he is not in his podcast attire. All right, let's get back into it, Frankie.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You know, Democrat heroes always have an amazing habit of revealing themselves. When the cameras are either not rolling or they think they're not on camera, this is who they actually are. Take P. Diddy, another pawn for the Democrat institutions. Okay, an absolute whack job on the record of somebody who has always been boosting up people like Barack Hussein Obama, like Biden, like the Democrat causes. They say they're the party of the women, okay? When it comes to them in their real form, this is who they are. If you haven't seen it, we're going to show it to you because Diddy made an apology video. Viewer discretion is advised. It's disgusting. Roll, Frankie.
Multiple cameras shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio.
Disgusting. So a party that claims they care about women and black women, well, where is the international? Why isn't Jasmine Crockett having international outrage, leading the charge that a black woman was beaten by P. Diddy? Seems pretty racially charged, good cause to me. That'd be a better cause than Jasmine Crockett talking about eyelashes and nails. This was Diddy, top prominent Democrat's apology. Roll, Frank.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you gotta do that. I was fucked up. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help.
I'm sure.
All right. Yeah, there you go. And the Democrats always get off on it. Let me tell you something. Where's the problem? Everyone says, oh, Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump did that. Donald Trump did that. Donald Trump burked off Goodman and E. Jean Carroll. All his nonsense lies. There's no footage anywhere of any of it, okay? That's because behind closed doors, these people, the Democrats, are the party of mental illness, depravity, control, and darkness. We are the party, okay, and the people, this movement, the America First movement of doing good, trying to save the country, trying to have absolute, okay, equality when it comes to opportunity. And there's none of that stuff when they try to dig it up on our leaders. But their leaders, scumbags. There you go. There's something you can cry about, Jasmine Crockett. Maybe we'll be on the same page, but she would never do that. Democrat Party is a joke. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have on the show today. You guys know we do this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. And we always keep it unafraid. And you better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We love you. And we will see you back live tomorrow.